With MSO Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and really happy now to be joined by the brand-new Hamilton Wenham High School head football coach, Mike Flynn. And Coach Flynn, welcome, I guess, to the Cape Ann League as a head coach.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited. You know what I mean? I've seen it from afar a little bit, but I haven't really been part of it. You know, the Cape Ann League. So, I'm looking forward to it. Last year, I helped out at Masco, coached some of the offensive and defensive line. So it kind of introduced me to public school football.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before that was prep school football, and I just loved, the public school feel. I love the energy to it, the buzz. I love the playoffs at the end of the season. And, when I decided to get back into coaching at the head position, public school route was what I wanted to do. So I'm fired up to be here at Hamilton Wenham.
With all of your experience and participation at the highest levels of the sport, I want to ask you what it's like to transition to teaching younger.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly different, right? But, I had the advantage where, I had younger kids that got into athletics, and it started off with me with coaching baseball, then it started off the flag football. And I coached youth football for a couple of years before I jumped into coaching at the high school level. So, the jump from, say, third and fourth graders to, elite varsity athletes, to me at the time, was great, right? There was mm-hmm. a learning curve of what they could learn, but to me it was kind of an upgrade in terms of, like, what these kids can process, what they can handle. If anything, I was kind of holding back a little bit so I realized what they can do. So, my thing was I kind of worked as, I played for a while and I got done and, I did some different things and decided to get back into coaching at the youth level of my own kids and then teaching and coaching at the high school level. So I kind of worked myself back up. So I had a good gradual way to kind of work into it, so I got, I got a good feeling of, understanding and how much I can to teach these kids and that they can take it in, because I was used to teaching young kids. And, another thing I had, I played football for 20 years and I've coached football for 6. And realistically, I'm never going to coach as long as I played. So I always look, when I'm coaching, I have the view of a player. So I want it to be simple when I was playing. I wanted to, just to have a simple plan, something I could understand, easy talking points, and just go play. So that's the kind of approach I've taken, and it's worked pretty well. So the transition wasn't too bad, right? It's more, pushing the buttons mentally, what motivates high school kids as opposed to professionals, right? Where it's money based, that's mm-hmm. not the case with high school kids, right? There's pride and there's family and friends and peers and all that kind of stuff. But in terms of teaching and coaching, it was a pretty easy transition for me.
It's funny. I talked to Coach St. Pierre over at the prep a lot, and I never asked him that question, and I should have, because that's a great. It's great for me to understand what you're talking about. And I think the other thing is where you've coached at Pingree, you've coached in the area and at Masco. The one thing I've learned in covering all these teams so many years all over the North Shore is the pride of the town culture or the city culture, because some of the kids who are going to be wearing certain numbers at Hamilton Wenham this year, they're going to be wearing numbers of their relatives or friends of relatives that go back 20, 30 years. And it is a matter of pride. And I don't know. To me, it's something that's so important. It's part of it. It's part of the teaching culture, because most of these kids aren't going to play D1, never mind the pros. But they're going to get something out of it as kids.
Well, and that to me is like you're coaching the experience, right? I playing professional, right? The question they've always asked you, you played high school, college, all the memories, and I always go back to the best memories I ever had, and my closest friends to this day are my high school buddies that we played high school football with.
Wow, okay.
It was just, we had some success in high school. We won some games. The coach, I love the coach. I love my friends. And we still talk about it to this day. And that's kind of the memory I want to give these kids. I you realize very quickly when I got into coaching at Pingree, my initial motivation was I was competitive and I missed football such a huge part of my life. And it was that itch that I needed to scratch. I needed to get back in. I wanted to.
Yep.
I wanted to teach and I wanted to coach. Don't get me wrong, but I wanted to win. I wanted to win because I missed that. And then, you know, 5-6 weeks into the season, halfway through the season, I realized that all the work I put in, everything I did was really just to see the success for those kids. You know, it changed very quickly, where win or lose, it didn't matter as much as that they experienced that, you know. And that's what coaching is, you know, and it's, you know, I found that out just by doing it. You know, the whole mindset of how I coach and, you know, my expectations changed over the course of, you know, 6-7 weeks during football season. So, you know, it's just, you know, I love doing it. It's great. And, you know, to me, you know, coaching is really just teaching. You know, that's...
Yeah, well, of course, yeah. And it sounds to me, Mike, like you're still learning as you go along. Is that part of the process as well? Not necessarily X's and O's. I'm sure that's part of it. But just learning on how to deal with different personalities and different backgrounds.
Always. You know, good coaches, you know, they don't have pride. They're willing to learn. They're willing to take suggestions. That's how I coach with my staff. But, you know, one of the best things I ever did was I was the head coach at Pingree, had success. It was time to take a breath, and I had an opportunity to coach over at Masco. I knew Pat Sheehan. I know Neil Weidman, who's the offensive coordinator. I coached his son for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I knew a lot of those people on the staff, great guys. And it was a great chance to sit back, coach line, and learn. And there are stuff now that I told Pat that I'm going to take and use next job that I have, like right away, no matter what I did in the past, how successful I thought it was or how important I thought it was, I realized, you know what, his way's better or that could be better for this group. So, you know, you're always learning as a coach. And if you don't, eventually, you know, your message will get stale or things will start to get stale. All the great ones, you know, they change, right? They change with, you know, the personnel that you have, what plays you're going to run. They change with the player mentality, how that's changed. At the high school level, you're dealing with changing parents on a year basis, right? They're a heck of a lot different than when I was a kid, parents, their expectations. So,
yep.
You know, you're always learning as a coach. So to me, I love, you know, going online and reading and watching stuff. I loved coaching last year at Masco and learning something new. So I just love it. I soak it all in.
You know, it's funny you mentioned Patrick Sheehan and Gavin McGonigal before you, Jim Pugh before that at Hamilton Wenham, and Tim Freiermuth has moved on over to Essex Tech. It's been musical chairs for the Cape Ann League, and it's fun to watch because these are all great guys. I want to ask you, as a fan of football, just a plain old vanilla fan, because I don't understand the complexities of it, to tell you the truth. But I know that as a lineman, and I always one thing I will do, coach, during the season when I do post games and pre games with you and the other coaches, the skill players always get the stuff in the newspapers. They get their stats and so on. I always, every week when I talk to a coach, ask about, point out someone in the trenches, on the offensive line, defensive line, or both. But I want to ask you in particular about the position of center, because I've learned as a casual fan that's a really important position in so many ways. Is it the same in high school? Is there a lot of stress or weight put on that position?
Well, I mean, you know, I think the biggest thing now with high school football that you haven't seen in the past, right, is now there's a lot more spread offenses and shotgun offenses. So right away, you know, when you don't have that quarterback underneath center where you could feel his hands on the snap, you have to block now in a shotgun snap, right? Getting the snap back to the quarterback is critical. Too high, too low, mm-hmm. too slow, it ruins. You see a lot of these spreads, and it's based on, not to get too technical, but zone reads and power reads where that quarterback is reading RPOs and he's faking the handoff, right? If that snap isn't good, it slows that whole process down, and it's not effective. So right away off the top, that's changed a lot, which, you know, when I was in high school, you didn't really have a lot of teams doing shotgun on a consistent basis, whereas I know at Masco or when I was at Pingree, we never went under center. So that's number one, and that's a lot of responsibility. And, you know, usually too, on certain run plays and pass plays, certainly at the professional level, much different than high school, but even at the high school level, you're calling out certain linebackers, and the whole, you know, how the play is blocked is based on the linebacker or lineman that you call as the point or the lead of the number count. So, you know, a lot of, you know, physically, right, there's other positions that are that could be more taxing, but the mental part of it and the skill part of it with the snap has changed for the high school center. So it's becoming very difficult, and it's hard to find one of those guys so that you can trust.
Yeah, I think it's important, now that I think of it, to mention that or at least for me to ask coaches about it, because there is a cerebral aspect to playing football. It's just not out there and grunt and tackle and hit. And I think, you know, for high school kids to, for parents and spectators to understand that high school kids have that responsibility is important. That's pretty cool. Let me ask you now, Coach, about what's going on now. First of all, tell me about your staff. Is it rounded out yet, or you still have to work on that?
No, I'm still working on it. I have some ideas, and, you know, I'm sure I'll make some announcements. Talking to some of the coaches who are already here, which I like a lot. And, you know, my son Joe was on the team last year, speaks positively to them. So I'll talk to them. But, yeah, it's still rounding out of staff. I just, you know, found out last week that I was going to accept the job. And, you know, we got some time here. But, you know, it's tough. You know, staff is what makes a team. You know, with basketball, you can get away with one guy, maybe two. But football, it's a lot of moving parts, defense, offense, special teams, different positions. So, you know, I'll make sure that I have some guys in mind, and pretty much I'm sure they're on board, but got to make it official. But it'll be a good staff and motivated staff, and I look forward to working with them.
I know you met with the team today. Tell me about meeting the kids.
It was great. You know, there was some expectation that I was going to apply for the job, but it was pretty hush hush. You know, they, you know, a lot of good candidates came through. So went through the interview process and, you know, was hopeful and it turned out the way it did. And finally got a chance to meet the boys, very briefly last week, but today I had a good meeting with them, setting expectations, and certainly, you know, they're excited. You know, change is tough. There's anxiety to change. You know, change isn't always bad. But I told the guys it'll be different, right? Just because a new voice, you know, new expectations, everything good. So I think they embrace that and they're pretty fired up. So, you know, it's a lot of change coming on. It's going to be a big year for us. I mean, new coaching staff, our new stadiums open up next year, all our new facilities that Hamilton Wenham's been putting in. It'll be ready for next year. So, a lot of good things are happening.
Now, wait, when you say next year, do you mean this coming fall?
Yeah, this coming fall.
All right.
On this spring, yeah. Okay. They're going to kind of finish up the football stadium, all this kind of stuff in the spring. And then I don't know if the softball baseball fields will be done, but they'll be close to being done. Hopefully they will be, because my wife's actually the softball coach there. But I'm not sure, because there was, you know, when you go through the process of it, permits and it takes a while, as you know. I'm sure you've talked to a lot of the coaches that have gone through this. So, but the football, all the fall sports will be ready to rock and roll, which, you know, the kids and certainly me, I'm pretty fired up about.
All right, Coach. Now, let me ask you about, and this will be, I know I've taken a lot of your time, but let me ask you about a couple of things. First of all, your thoughts on the Super Bowl, because in our pregame warm-up here, we both talked about our affinity for the Eagles. So what are your thoughts on last night's game?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised that they won. I mean, the way they won, yeah, I think that's surprising. But, you know, I had a couple friends that are Eagles fans, and I said, they have a lot to like. I mean, they have the best defense in the league. They can generate pressure with their inside two guys, which is always the worst type of pressure for quarterbacks to deal with, and they have the best running game in the league with an all-pro line. So, you know, good running games, good defenses, like they travel well in big games. Now, ironically, right, I don't think they ran the ball all that well last night.
Right.
But, you know, the fact that they were so efficient and so productive in the running game, clearly it opened up a lot of stuff at Hurts, you know, with how they blitz, how they have the block, play action, touchdown – had some plays down the field that they hit that were big. So, you know, even though they didn't run the ball effectively and they kind of squeezed Saquon Barkley, there was a lot of stuff to attack on the outside. So, you know, not shocking that they won. I think they had a really, real good chance to win. Shocking about how well they
Yeah.
I mean, that was impressive.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, people would ask me, and I'd say, well, you can't bet against Pat Mahomes ever. But it was amazing watching that smothering defense. All right, a couple more questions. You're the first person I've talked with who has a Super Bowl ring as a player. What was that experience like? And maybe a highlight or two of your football career, whether it's high school, college, or the pros.
Yeah, well, I mean, of course, it was great. I mean, it's, you know, I had a different path to the NFL. I wasn't drafted. I was a free agent. And actually, my first year, I was cut a couple times, right? So end up first year going back to the Ravens, and I stayed there for 11 years. But I had a little bit of a rough start. Young linemen take a little bit more time to develop. So, you know, that Super Bowl season was my first opportunity to be a starter. And, you know, that in itself was quite an experience, and the ups and downs of that season, end up winning at the end, it was great. You know, professionally, one of the most satisfying things I've ever felt, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And the experience was great. Everything about it down in Tampa, you know, it's a memory that you have, and I wish I would have went back to some more. We had some good teams. But,
yeah, of course.
You know, the fact that I got the one and won, you look, you know, not many guys can actually say they won. So it was awesome. You know, I appreciate that a lot. You know, and general memories for me, I mean, it goes all the way back to high school. You won a high school Super Bowl, won a Super Bowl at the professional level. I went up to University of Maine, you know, that's the first time pretty far enough for a kid.
Mm-hmm.
From Western Mass, that we didn't go far from home from age 1 to like 18. So going up to Maine was a five hour drive from there. I felt like different country away. You know, the experience up there with the team and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, everything from high school all the way through, I was 33 years old, was wrapped around football. You know, there's every great experience I've had has been under that backdrop of football being right there for me. So really, you know, I so much of my life is you know, to me is because of that. So, you know, my memories, I could go on for days of things that are related to football that have been big part of me.
Well, in future conversations, I'm going to ask you about some of those. But one thing I just thought of was when you said that, you know, you got cut a couple of times as a teacher coach now, you know, your resume that Craig Genualdo sent out to us, your bio, you know, it's just super. But you can, I think, probably relate the experience you had of not necessarily, you know, making it every single time you tried. You had to keep trying. And I think that's really important in high school, especially kids who are just figuring out, you know, maybe how do I use a razor?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, I find that the hardest thing to do as a kid, I think, is to deal with adversity and failure. You know, I don't know how, you know, I think sometimes we try to sugarcoat it, or we try to make somebody feel better instead of telling them the truth, right? Like, you know, when I got cut or something happened, you know, I knew what the reality of it was. I needed to get better at this. So,
amen. Yeah,
you know,
I get it. Yep.
Dealing with failure and, you know, struggling at something and then succeeding, right? There's you can learn a lot about yourself. So, you know, like, it, you know, I think it's a good lesson to learn that you struggle, you get cut, there's success there if you want it bad enough. But I think that's one of the biggest things that kids struggle with. I mean, I have, you know, four boys, and I have, you know, a six-year-old son that has struggles with failure, right? He's a competitive kid, and he wants to do everything right. And he doesn't quite handle failure. You know, he doesn't realize it's just part of the process. You know, I tell him all the time, if you don't make mistakes, it's very hard to learn.
Mm.
And if you don't accept those mistakes, it's hard to learn. So, yeah, there's valuable lessons in that. And, you know, at times I've brought that up, and I think it's important for kids to hear that.
This is my last comment, I swear, Mike, because I've held you forever. But when I was teaching kids, and a lot of my friends were coaches, I coached JV baseball for a while, And kids would come in and complain, well, so-and-so cut me, or so-and-so wouldn't let me play. And parents would tell me the same thing. Rick, why don't you go talk to Coach so-and-so? And my answer always was, well, you know what? The coach is coaching for a reason, because he knows what he's doing, or she knows what she's doing. And the next thing I would say was, you got to get better. That's all. You got to show the coach that you can play better. It's as simple as that. And that's why we hire coaches. And then that happened with my daughter. She's playing lacrosse, and I thought she was all set for varsity as a junior. And she comes home, and she says, "Dad, I got put on JV," and she was all upset. And I know the coach very well; he's a good friend of mine. And it was hard for me to say what I said to all my other kids. I had to say to her, and I had to say, "You got to get better. You got to show the coach. You got to get recognized. You know, I think parents have to understand that, is what I'm saying, Mike, is that you're hired for a reason, because you're the helicopter on the field looking down at the traffic, and you can see where the, you know, where the roadblocks are and so on. And parents aren't. They're just looking at their own kid.
Well, and I think, you know, that's always, I deal with that, you know, as a father of four boys that have been in, you know, that are in sports, that have been in sports, that do different things. And they have tunnel vision on their kid, and it's very personal, right? So they don't either see the big pictures, or sometimes they're just not honest with themselves, right?
Mm.
And that's when, you know, you are a parent, and, you know, you had it with your daughter. That situation arises, you know, what I would tell the boys I coach, or the boys that you coach, right? That's the same thing you got to tell your
yep.
daughter or your son. If you believe it, I do. You know, I'm with you. I you know, it's hard to... You know, you can't always comfort them and tell them the truth. Like, hey, you got to stand out. You know, make people, you know, and if that coach can't see it, make other people look at that coach and say, you know what? This guy's crazy. Oh, how are you not on the team?
Yeah.
That doesn't know what he's talking about. You know what I mean? Like, so, but yeah, that's the lesson you have to learn. And, you know, I do that with my own kids. Although sometimes you just want to, like, you know, try to console them, but, you know, it helps. You got to motivate them and tell them the truth a little bit.
That's New Hamilton Wenham High School football coach Mike Flynn. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.